From onboard the bridge of the Aegis, Jace watched the mass exodus of nearly 1,000 escape pods as the Imperials fled the Ascendant Spear. By his order, the fleet was still firing on Carrot's ship. He thought about calling off the assault. He had no idea if his son and Master Nostral were still aboard. But the risk of a final retaliation, even as the vessel lay dying, was too great. As Supreme Commander of the Republic forces, he couldn't jeopardize the lives of everyone aboard the ships under his command for the sake of a single person, not even his own son. He tried to reassure himself by arguing that he didn't actually have any proof Theron had been on the ship during the battle, but given everything that had taken place, it was likely. Hopefully he had some way of getting off alive, though from what he knew of his son, not having a pre-planned evacuation strategy wouldn't have stopped him. The escape pods continued to deploy, shooting off in 100 different directions. It would be impossible to track them all down, though it wouldn't be hard to turn the guns of the fleet against them and wipe virtually all of them out.
"Just letting them all go?" Tefeth asked.
"What do you care?" Jace snapped.
"Don't," the Twi'lek said with a shrug. "Just surprised. Thought you hated imps."
Lacking hyperdrives, the range of the pods was limited. Most would end up landing on Duro's orbital cities, where authorities would take them into custody. Some would head in the opposite direction, trying to make it to the system's less populated worlds. There they would hole up, relying on the transponders to lead an Imperial recovery team to their location for rescue. But the number who would actually make it back to the Empire was minimal.
"Besides," Jace thought, "Theron might be on one of them."
He glanced over at Satil and saw that her eyes were staring off into the distance at nothing in particular. He recognized the look. She was reaching out with the Force to try to find Theron and Nostral.
"Are they out there?"
"I don't know,"
she said at last, bowing her head in defeat.
"The dark side energies of the spear make it difficult to see. Perhaps if we had a special bond..."
She trailed off.
"Don't worry," Tefeth said. "Theron's tough. Just better remember to pay us when it's over."
Despite her seemingly cavalier attitude, even Jace could tell she was as troubled as the rest of them. Theron had left his slicer spike behind in the control console of Carid's inner sanctum. At the time, retrieving it had taken a back seat to avoiding getting chopped in half by her flying lightsaber. Without it, however, he was unable to slice into the turbolift to try to restart it. Forced to rely on cruder methods, he kicked the wall twice, and a deep groan came up from the shaft below. Or maybe now it was above. Slowly, the lift started moving again.
"I'm surprised that worked."
"Me and this ship have a bit of history now," Theron said with a wink.
When they reached D-Deck, the lift doors opened several centimeters, then stopped. Theron kicked the wall again, but nothing happened.
"Can you, you know?"
Theron asked his companion, twiddling his fingers in the air.
"Using the Force is more taxing than you think. Grab on."
Nostral took hold of the edge of one of the doors, Theron the other.
Grunting and straining, they managed to make enough room to squeeze through.
The corridor beyond was dark. Even the emergency lighting had failed. As they climbed out onto the floor, what had been the ceiling before the spear capsized, the Jedi ignited his green blade to light their way. The ship shuddered again, and they heard a deep boom, distinctively different from the sound of the explosions caused by the Republic bombardment.
"Engine room," Theron said. "Cooling systems must have shut down."
He knew Nostral didn't need him to explain what would happen when the hypermatter containment unit overheated. The resulting explosion would vaporize the entire ship. Scrambling down the hall, they reached the escape pod bays.
"Empty,"
Theron muttered as they passed the first bay.
"Empty, empty, empty. Ah, there it is. Carid's private escape pod,"
Theron said with a smile.
"Figured nobody would be dumb enough to grab it."
They piled in as the ship began to shake even more violently than before. Theron slammed the button to seal the pod doors, and Nostral punched the controls to jettison them out into space. Theron looked back at the dying spear through the rear viewport as they floated away. The ship erupted in a fireworks display of explosions, each one seemingly brighter and larger than the last. And then, the vessel was consumed in a brilliant white flash, punctuated by the rapidly expanding ring of glowing energy that characterized a massive hypermatter explosion.